at least 20 of the people who signed this letter were current FEMA employees, and they've been placed on administrative leave. And I'd heard you in previous interviews suggest that those that are making accusations against the agency should put their names on the criticisms or the allegations. So now they have, and they've been placed on administrative leave. And I'm curious, if it's now the policy of DHS that any time an employee puts their name on something, publicly criticizes you or the president's leadership, that they should anticipate being put on leave or fired.
This letter was signed by many people anonymously. There was some who had their names on there. And those who had their names on there were temporary contract employees who had worked for the Department of Homeland Security for less than a year. Individuals who are not long-term FEMA employees who grab a hold of the mission to be there to go and serve individuals and to are deployed across the country and have for years to make sure they're responsive to families in their time of need. So absolutely every employee will be evaluated as to if they're doing their job and if they're doing it appropriately.